We are doing Pirkei Rav Eliezer. We're up to the 34th chapter. And before we begin, I just want to do a brief introduction that we've done many times to learning Medrash. And we have to remember that Medrash is our sages taking deep philosophical concepts and encasing them, presenting them in a fashion that seems simplistic, that seems sometimes breathtaking. They give us stories, they give us these marvelous understandings in the verses, and on the surface, sometimes when we read it, it seems like, wow, they're telling us folklore, they're telling us stories. We have to remember that they were taking deep philosophical concepts, deep understandings of how God runs the world, and encasing them in stories that the common folk, the Amei Oretz, who came to hear the lectures, they'd walk away with an interesting story. They'd come home and tell their wives. But the rabbis who were sitting, they knew how to understand what was being said behind the scenes, and they would learn the deep concepts. So we're going to begin this chapter, and this chapter, as are many of the chapters in Pirkei Rav Eliezer, this chapter really has deep concepts of Kabbalah hidden in the chapter. We're going to read it and try to understand it on our simple level. And we have to remember as we read it that the story is here to play this, so to speak, game. There are two levels at least to everything that we're reading. We can only try to understand the simple level, and as we learn more and more and more, maybe we will merit to understand the behind the scenes, what's really being said here. So the Medrash begins with a verse towards the end of the Torah, that God tells the Jewish people in the Song of Ha'azinu, where we have the song where God says, this song will be testimony when you guys sin and you guys get exiled from the land of Israel. So you'll have this song as testimony that I warned you this would happen. So the Medrash is focusing on the Pasuk where Hashem tells the Jewish people, Re'u ata, see now, says the Jewish people, Ki ani ani hu, it is I am he, then Elohim imadi, and there is no potent force but me. And the verse continues, Ani asiti, as the pasuk goes, Ani amit v'achaye, machatzti v'ani arpa, v'en miyadi matzil. I am the one who puts people to death. I am the one who brings people back to life. I have hit, and I will heal, and no one could save you from my hand. I'm the one that's running the show. So the pasuk says, Re'u ata, see now, ki ani hu, it is I am he. Then Elohim imadi, and there is no potent force but me. Slicha, tzarich etze po, mitzter. Ani amit v'achaye, I will put to death, and I will bring back to life. Machatzti v'ani irpa, I have hit, and I will heal. Then miyadi matzil, and no one can save from my hand. Ma ra'a kadosh baruch hu lomar shnei pa'amim, ani. Why does God say twice, it is I? God is saying, I'm the one that runs the show. It's only me. Well, if God is saying it's only me, then why does God say, it is I, twice? What is God saying? Ela amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather God was saying, Ani hu ba'olam hazeh v'ani hu la'olam haba. God is saying, look here, it is I. I am the one in this world, and I am the one in the world to come. Ani hu shegalti etchem mimitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt. Ani hu shatid ligol etchem sof malchut revit. And I will redeem you at the end of the fourth kingdom, at the end of time of Mashiach. L'chach ne'mar, ani ani hu. That's why God says, it is I. It is I who is he. I am the one. God is saying, it is I who you saw for the first time when I took you out of Egypt. And I am the same one who will be with you all the way till the end of time. Kol mi she'omar she'yesh Elo Hasheni, anyone who says there is another potent being in the world, that there is more than one God. Ani amiteu b'mavet she'en she'ni she'en bo t'chiya. I will execute him with a second death, meaning not only will he die the natural death in this world, but he won't come back when the rest of the world comes back to life. V'chol mi she'omar she'en Elo Hasheni, and whoever recognizes that there is no other force in the world but God, ani achayehu lechayeh olam haba, I will give him life for the life of the world to come, u'le'atid lavo, and to the world to come. Memit la'elu, u'mchayeh la'elu, when the time comes, so then it's time for those to come back for the world to come. God takes these that say there's more than one God and He puts them to death, and He takes these that say there is not more than one God and brings them back to life. Lechach ne'emar, that's why the verse continues and says, Ani amit v'achayeh, I will put to death and I will bring back to life. God is saying, it is I. It is I who will be there at the end of time to decide who comes back to life. At that time, I will put to death those who have said that there is more than one God, and I will bring back to life those who said there was only one God. Machatzti, God said, I have hit. Who have I hit? Et Yerushalayim v'et Ama b'yom charon api. Jerusalem and her nation on the day of my anger. Our sages tell us that when it came time to destroy Jerusalem, the enemies came to these huge stone walls. They tried to destroy them. Didn't work. They tried to put them on fire. Didn't work. The rabbis were standing and watching as angels came down from heaven, and the angels took a godly fire and started destroying the walls. And that's why the verse says in Eicha, in Lamentations, Mimarom shalach esh ba'atzmotai vayirdena. God sent a fire down from heaven. God Himself came to destroy Jerusalem. That's what God says. It was I. It is I who hit Jerusalem and the nation. I caused the destruction. Uvrachamim gdolim erpa lahem. And I am the healer with great mercy, with great compassion, I will heal them. Lechach ne'emar machatzti v'ani erpa. That's why the verse says, God says, I have hit and I will heal. V'chol malach v'saraf lo yatzilu tarshim midina shel genom. No angel or seraph angel could save the wicked from the courts of from the punishments of perdition. Shneimar, as the verse says, Ve'en miyadi matzil, none can rescue you from my hands. God says, there will be a payday, there will be a time when there's payback, and no one's going to save you from my hand. Rabbi Yonatan tells us, Kol ha'metim olim, in the time to come, all the dead will come back, chutz midor ha'mabul, except for the generation of the flood, as the verse says, Metim balichyu, they are dead and they won't be brought back to life. Metim balichyu elo arshayim, this is a reference to the wicked, shenkin ivlata beima, like that they're like a carcass of an animal. Sheyakumu liyom adin, they will come back to be judged. Aval lo yichyu, but they won't be granted a second life. Aval dor ha'mabul, but the generation of the flood, af biyom adin en omdin, they don't even come back to be judged when the future day of judgment comes, as the verse says, refa'im bal yakumu, they will be dead and won't come back to life. V'chol nafshotam nasin ruchot umazikin la'adam. So what happens with their souls? The souls of the people of the generation of the flood, those souls became the spirits and the different types of demons that harm mankind. Ulatid lavo, but in the future, Hakadosh Baruch Hu avdan min haolam, God wipes them out of the world. Kedesh lo yumazikin livnei adam Yisrael od, so they shouldn't harm people, they shouldn't harm the Jews anymore. Shneimar, the verse says, Lachen pakati v'tashmidim v'tabed kol zecher lamo. God says, therefore, I have taken note of them and wiped them out and erased all remembrance of them. Rabbi Zechariah Omer, Rabbi Zechariah tells us, Sheinat alayla duma leolam hazeh, sleep of the night is similar to this world. In this world, we function, we act, we do what we're supposed to do. But in certain respects, it's as though we're in the nighttime. Do we see God's hand running the show? It's as though we're sleeping. Our life here, as awake as we are, as refreshed as we are, as active as we are, at the end of the day, in certain respects, it's like we're sleeping, it's like the night. V'kitzat ha'boker, but waking up in the morning refreshed, doma la'olam haba, that's like the world to come. U'meshnat ha'layla adam shochev yashen v'ucho shotetet b'chol ha'atz u'maged lo b'chalom kol davar she'yeh. Just like when you go to sleep at night, a person goes to sleep, and his spirit goes up and traverses all of the earth, and comes back and gives them dreams that forecast everything that's going to happen. Shneimar, the verse says, "B'chalom chazion laila v'gomer." Az yigle ozen anashim, that one of the ways God reveals to us what's going to be is through our dreams. So here we have a Jewish view of deja vu. That deja vu is just your. Why do you feel like deja vu? Because you've dreamt something which really would happen. Our sages tell us that's one of the things God does in this world. He gives us dreams of what will happen. A lot of dreams are nonsense. A lot of dreams are indigestions. But some dreams are our spirit coming back to us. While we sleep, our spirit leaves us. We taste 1/60th of death, and the spirit goes around the earth and sees what's going to happen. Yeah, Meir. There are dreams that can be nevuah. Most of the dreams that we remember are our indigestion. Kol ha'metim ruchan meshotetet b'chol ha'aretz. Huh? I mean that when a person eats before he goes to sleep and he doesn't digest his food well, So that causes him to have all kinds of weird dreams. And most people eat before they go to sleep, and most people don't digest it well enough, and that causes them to have dreams, and that's why, halachically, we don't give so much weight to our dreams. If a person wakes up and he had a horrible dream, we tell him, don't fast, don't worry about it, continue with your life. It's more than likely it's your indigestion. That's halacha. And I had the good fortune of speaking to the wife of one of the people who learned here at Machon Meir, and asking her if she could validate this. She does research on the brain. She's some kind of professor, and I don't remember exactly what her research is, but part of her research involved dreams. So I asked her, do they have anything like this in their research? So she said 100%. Today they know that a lot of the bad dreams that people have are because they have indigestion. And when they have indigestion, so the stomach needs more blood, and the stomach draws blood to deal with the indigestion, and that causes the brain to do certain things which cause a person to have a bad dream. Now, a more scientific explanation you have to ask her. She gave me a more scientific explanation, but I wouldn't be able to repeat it. But that's basically what she said. But before, I was asking her, they were biased for Shabbos or Yom Tov, for a meal, so I was asking her if she knows the source for what it says in Chazal. Chazal already told us this. So that's why I said today most of our dreams are indigestion. But there are those dreams which are this, that our spirit is traveling and sees what's going to happen and then comes back and lets us know. Kacha mitim. So just like when a person's sleeping, his spirit travels and sees what's going to happen, so too the deceased, Ruchan meshotetet b'chol haaretz, their spirit travels throughout the land, umaget lehem kol devar sheyeh, and tells them everything that's going to be. Aval hen, but they're not like us. We wake up in the morning and we wonder, gee, what did I dream last night? But the deceased, they're not so concerned about what's going to be, but rather they, notnin shevach lehakadosh baruch hu shuatid lachyotan. They give praise to God, for God will ultimately bring them back to life. Shenemar, as the verse says, yalezu chasidim b'chavod, the righteous, they sing in honor. Kitzat haboker, awakening in the morning, duma la'atid lavo, is like the world to come. Shneimar, as the verse says, sabeinu v'boker chastecha, God, in the morning, you will satiate us from your kindness. The morning is like the time that God will give us his kindness. That is the world to come. And now, we are beginning the Medrash I told you about a few minutes ago. The Medrash says like this, Shisha, there are six, Kolan Olech, that their voice goes Misofo Olam Ad Sofo, from one edge of the world to the other edge of the world, their voice just crosses the planet. We just discussed how when we go to sleep, our spirit goes all around Earth. Now we're discussing six things that their voice, their yell, goes all around the Earth. Ve'en Kolan Nishma, but we don't hear them when they yell. On the one hand, we say their yell is so great that it goes all around the planet. On the other hand, it's on a pitch or on a spiritual pitch that we don't hear them. The Eluhen, and these are the things that give out this yell. B'sha'a shekoretin et etzailan shu'sepri, at the time when they cut down a fruit-bearing tree, you have a beautiful apple tree and someone just comes and cuts it down, that tree lets out a yell that just crosses the planet. Hakol yotze misof olam ma'at sofo, the voice goes out from one end of the world to the other end, then hakol nishma, but you can't hear that voice. Uvishah she'anachash mafshit et oro, and the snake once a year sheds its skin, it grows new skin and sheds its old skin. When it sheds its skin, it lets out a wail that goes from one edge of the world to the other, hakol yotze misof olam ma'at sofo, then hakol nishma, but you cannot hear his voice. So this, we had a substitute who quoted us this medrash when we were in first or second grade, and it was Parshas Bereishis or something like that. So they quoted us this medrash, the six things, and one of them is the snake. That one of the curses of the snake is that it sheds its skin, and it's not an easy process, and therefore the snake lets out a wail that goes from one edge of the world to the other. And made an impact, you see. Almost 30 years later, I'm still remembering this. Okay? Uvshasha isha mitkereshet mibala. And when a woman is divorced by her husband, hakol yotze misofa olam ve'at sofo, the voice goes out from one edge of the world to the other, ve'en hakol nishma, and the voice is not heard. Uvshasha isha im ba'ala bila rishona, and at a time that a woman is with her husband the first time, hakol yotze misofa olam ve'at sofo, ve'en hakol nishma, The voice is heard from one edge of the world to the other, but it is not heard. And when the baby comes out of his mother, the voice goes from one edge of the world to the other, but you don't hear it. And at the time that the soul goes out of the body, the voice goes from one edge of the world to the other, but it is not heard. And the neshama does not leave the body till it sees the Shechina, till it sees God. Shneimals, the verse says, "Ki lo irani adam v'chai." Mankind cannot see me and live, but mankind does see me when he is about to die. Rabbi Azariah Omer, Rabbi Azariah says, "Kol anshamot chozrot v'nesafot ish el dor avotav elamon." The neshamos go back to the generations of their fathers, to their nation. Hatzadikim im hatzadikim v'arshayim im arshayim. The tzadikim, their neshamos goes with tzadikim. The arishayim and the wicked, they go with wicked. Sheken amar kadosh b'chul Avraham Avinu. That's what God tells Avram. You'll go back to your forefathers in peace. What is God telling him? When the soul comes out, that's peace. But rather, God was telling him that the angels come to greet the neshama and they greet it with peace, as the verse says, they come to peace to rest on their resting place. So that's the idea, that the angels come and greet it with peace. Here, you're not using this, right? וכתוב אחד אומר, and another verse says, ונאספת על קברותיך בשלום, you will be gathered to your grave in peace. רבי חנינה אומר, רבי חנינה says, כל הצדיקים שמתו בחוץ לארץ, all the tzaddikim that pass away outside the land of Israel, נפשותם נאספות לארץ, their souls are gathered to Israel. שנאמר, the verse says, והייתה נפש אדוני צורה בצרור החיים. David HaMelech was wished by Abigail, your soul should be encased in the encasing of life. What is the encasing of life? That's the land of Israel. And conversely, when you have the wicked who pass away in the land of Israel, nafshotam nishlachot bakela chutz laaretz, their souls are sent in a slingshot to chutz laaretz, as the verse says, ve'nefesh oyvecha, and the souls of your enemy, yekalena b'toch kaf hakala, God should throw out with the slingshot. ולעתיד לבוא, and in the future, הקדוש ברוך הוא אוחז בחנפות ארץ ישראל, God grabs the corners of the land of Israel, ומנער אותה מכל טומאה, and he shakes it out of anything that's defiled. כאדם שמנער את הבגד, like a person who shakes out a garment, ומשליך כל מה שבתוכה ומשליך אותן לחוץ. And God sends everything out, שנאמר, the verse says, לאחוז בחנפות הארץ וינערו רשעים ממנה. To hold the corners of the ground, the earth, and to shake out the wicked from the earth. Now, we could pause here and pick up next week, or we could continue. It'll take us another 10 minutes, I think, to finish the chapter. What's the vote? We'll pause here? Okay.